Hello, Ron with Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Ron. This is Matt with Chapelwood Craftsman. I'm actually returning a voicemail that I received from you earlier this week.
Okay. Did I think I had a need there? Or?
Well, you know, I actually just heard the voicemail earlier today. You know, mentioned something about having us pre-approved. Don't really have anything right now, but I was just wondering, you know, what exactly it is you guys do and what's available for me.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Well, looks like based on your D&B credit profile and some work you guys had done, it looked like we'd gotten you pre-approved for $250K. We do equipment financing and working capital. Looked like you'd been approved for both. I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch your name at first. It kind of cut out on me at the beginning. It does that to me sometimes. But what was your name again?
Oh, okay, no problem. My name is Matt.
Matt, okay. Well, good to hear back from you. What was your business again?
It's called Chapelwood Craftsman. We're a home improvement, you know, kind of a construction company.
Okay. So do you do a lot of commercial work with?
Mainly residential remodeling.
Oh, okay. Alrighty. All right. Well, yeah, we have a couple different programs. We all do equipment financing and working capital. Equipment financing is going to be more like your traditional loan. Think of it like typical car loan, set up 2 to 5 years, monthly payments usually. Typical rates start like, you know, mid-single digits, but working capital's fairly new program. Lets you access more cash than a typical line of credit would. Base that off of sales, usually. Generally, you can free up about 10-15% of your top-line revenue as unsecured cash. Does that give you a little bit of a better idea on what you'd be looking for?
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess, you know, what kind of caught my ear was just the $250,000 you had mentioned. Probably don't need all of that, but, you know, it's nice to know that it's there.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, how exactly did you, come across, you know, getting us approved? You know, where did you get our information from?
Oh, I believe that was there's information here. It looked like we'd seen that from our database here. It looked like we had saw you had a pretty good payment history, but that had gotten you pre-approved with us. But is there something that you had in mind that you thought with that money that you could do for your business?
Well, I mean, I could always do something with the money. You know, nothing at the moment. We're all kind of all square on our projects for the summer. You know, we might have some problems, so I just wanted to see exactly, you know, you guys had to offer. What kind of rates do you guys have over there?
Well, with our couple different programs, it kind of depends on what you're looking to do. Yeah, like I said, with equipment financing, sometimes usually starts mid-single digits, but I can start to kind of give you a better idea. You know, with working capital, like I had said before, you can free up about 10-15% of your top-line revenue, but what do you guys usually do in sales?
We do about, last year we were about $1.4 million.
$1.4 million, okay. And yeah, we can, like I said before, you can usually do about 10-15% of that. But you said you might be looking not for something right now, but kind of down the road, you think?
Well, yeah, it's possible. You know, those situations, if we get a project where, you know, we have to, you know, purchase materials for it before we get paid, sometimes that's the case. We'll usually know about a month in advance.
Okay. Well, you know, great thing about us is a lot of times if we get everything in, we can get you funded in 24, and then, we can get you approved in 24 and funded in another 24. So usually we can get you the funds in 48 hours. So if you know a month in advance, you can kind of go in with confidence. Sounds like capital might be a little bit of a better option for you. Do you know, like, how much, like, ballpark that you would need?
You know, there's no telling right now. It can vary. Sometimes anywhere from $20,000 to $100,000, depending on the job, really.
Oh yeah. Are you banking with anyone right now? Like,
well, yeah, we have our bank that we deal with. But I mean, you know, obviously they're not able to just give us $100,000. So,
oh yeah.
You know, if let's say, you know, come fall, we need to use you guys and I want to take something along the lines of $100,000. How much would that cost me?
How much would it cost you? Well, kind of depends on what program we'd end up going with. What do you think, like, normally, like, what would you use that for? As far as a project would go, I guess.
Well, to purchase materials, you know, a lot of times it'll be, you know, all the materials that we need for the remodeling.
All right, so like, you know, as far as, I don't know quite how extensive you'd go in that, but like lumber, you know, do you do like kitchens or?
Yeah, we do all of it. So I mean, even carpentry, you know, granite, all the above.
All right, so lumber, maybe some granite. You know, like, do you do flooring, stuff like that, or?
Yeah, we do anything that you find in a home, we remodel.
Okay. Man, a whole package.
Yeah.
What's your usual return on those? Like a project like that?
On something where we would need $100,000 to start, I mean, that's usually a full deal. Sometimes it'll be multiple places. It will usually clear maybe twice of that.
Oh, okay. Man, so, you're really, it's really helping you around there.
Yeah, we do pretty well.
Yeah.
We do pretty well.
Right. So, you say you find out about 30 days ahead of time. So, when would you, like, need the money by before then?
Well, you know, usually if, you know, if a job starts, we want to have everything in place at least a week or two before.
Okay, so, you want to start purchasing things a couple weeks out?
Yeah, we'd probably need the money maybe 3 weeks out.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
So, yeah, we'd be working on about a week basis right now. We've worked with a couple in the past. You know, just kind of... I guess I still don't know what kind of rate you guys charged. I don't know if I want to be wasting my time with you guys if I can get something better elsewhere.
Oh, no. Well, you know, the great thing is we can get you a solid offer back in with, you know, 24 hours. So by the time you'd have a job coming up, you'll know pretty much exactly what you'd be dealing with. But you say you do about $1.4 million in sales you did last year. Are you looking up this year?
Oh, yeah. We're continuously growing. We'd like to get even right back to the $2 million barrier.
Oh, $2 million. Man, yeah, you're doing quite well. It's... on pace for that so far, you say?
Yeah, we have a fully loaded summer, so hoping that the fall can, you know, follow that up.
Oh, yeah, summers are always busy, but, you know, continuing that on would always be nice. How'd you get into the industry?
I've been doing about 17 years. I worked for another company before then and decided to start my own.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's always the way, you know. I mean, get your feet wet and, you know, a lot of times people see how they can do it better.
Yeah, exactly that. And if you know how to do it, why work for somebody else when you can make more money yourself?
Yeah, exactly, you know. You can tell other people what to do.
If they'll listen. If they'll listen.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
What kind of information do you need from me to, you know, when the time comes? What would I need to do?
Well, it sounds like we're looking for the working capital. What we would need from you is our one-page application. It's really simple to fill out. So we just need that and 6 months of your banks and then 2 pages of your most recent tax return. Do you have that for 2015?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do.
Okay. And if you can't find it somewhere, we do take 2014 as well. But would you happen to take credit cards?
No, we don't. We don't take credit cards.
Okay. All right. Well, sounds like we just need your one-page application, your 6 months of bank statements, and those first 2 pages from your most recent tax return. Are you 100% owner of the business, did you say?
Yeah, I am. I am.
Okay. Well, certainly aren't just the boss, then. Yeah.
I like to think so.
Yeah. Hell, sometimes, you know, gets a little blurred sometimes, in my experience. But have you looked into anyone else, or you looked into financing before for these, or?
Well, yeah, we've come across this issue a number of times. We usually, you know, we have a few different ones that we've gone through. Sometimes our bank is able to give us enough. It's a smaller job, but on the larger ones, we usually have to go elsewhere. I guess what I really want to know, you know, what's probably, you know, on average, if I were to do $100,000 for, I don't know, maybe 12 months, how much is that going to cost me?
Well, I really can't give you a solid figure until we get everything back in that, you know, 24 hours. But sometimes it can come down to 10 cents on the dollar. But, you know, it's never usually...
That's not too bad. That's probably better than who we've been working with.
Well, you know, I mean, we hear that a lot. So, you know, and that's really just starting out. If it sounds like you do a couple of these jobs a year, that's really just kind of for a starting rate. Once we have that relationship built up with you, usually can get you some better rates. But you said you looked for financing before for some of your bigger jobs. Who had you gone with?
Well, we've used a couple different ones. I don't know if you know them. Cabbage, Direct Capital. They all do those daily loans type thing. But it's worked. We've been able to make some money with it, but always open to, you know, other options. It sounds like your guys' rates are probably a little better. I'll tell you what, can you send me an email with your information? So, you know, I'll have it, and you know, when we get closer to time, might even reach out to you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Where can I send that off to?
Yeah, you can send it to, it is M-A-T-T.
T-T?
S-T-A-R, so Matt Star.
Okay.
At chapelwood.net. That's chapelwood.net.
.net. Okay. Well, I'll put something together and shoot you a little bit more info on us. Do you have any other questions for me today?
No, that should do it. I just kind of wanted to see, you know, what you guys are all about. You know, I'll keep on hand. If the time comes, maybe we'll do some business.
All right. Well, definitely keep that in your back pocket. I'll shoot you that email. Should include our application, and again, I'll put in what else we would need from you. So I'll check back in with you guys. You say you were looking at some jobs maybe coming up for the fall, but I'll check in maybe mid-late summer, just check in how you guys are doing, see if anything's come up a little bit quicker for you. But I'll put in everything else that's needed for that application and send it your way.
Okay, yeah, that'd be fine.
All right, well, you have a good rest of the day.
Thanks. All right, thanks a lot. You do the same.
Yeah, good to talk to you.